Good morning, gentlemen. We've gone through the more than the halfway point during Sfirat HaOmer. We dealt with the morning part, M-O-U-R-N-I-G of Sfirat HaOmer. So I thought today we'll actually speak about Sfirat HaOmer per se and actually emphasize just one part of this mitzvah, and that is our feet.
What?
Our feet. Baruch atah Adonai Melechon Shekonet Baruch. Shir is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. And we're speaking today about feet.
Can I add my father?
Sure.
Avram Yaakov ben Mordechai.
Avram Yaakov ben Mordechai, the Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. The Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, in a Torah reading that they know in Chutz Laaretz very well, and in Israel they only read it once a year. If anyone knows what I just said and knows why, tell me afterwards. Aser taser, excellent, Harold. Shiva Shavuot is for lach. For 7 weeks, you shall count. Mi hachel chermesh bakama, tachel is for shiva Shavuot. So, the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim that you have to start counting the 7 weeks from the time that the chermesh is in the kama. Anyone know what the chermesh in the kama means? Some sort of an agricultural tool that they use out in the fields. When that time of the year comes, when that agricultural tool is in the fields, that's when you, Bruce, starts counting 7 weeks. That's what the Pashut Pshat of the Pasuk is. However, came along a group of Rishonim, and this is surprising because it's not in the Gemara, not in the Midrashim. There's one Medrash called Lekach Tov, which is not really a Medrash Chazal, and took the words Me'achel Chermesh Pakarma, which as I said, literally means from the time this agricultural tool is in the field, and used it with regard to our feet and Sfirat HaOmer. Let's look at the Levush. I always like to look at the Levush because he wrote a whole code of Jewish law, and unfortunately the Shulchan Aruch was published, and as we said, it didn't sell too much. Tzarich Lispor Mu'umad, you have to count standing up. Dichtiv, because it says in the pasuk, Me'achel chemesh v'kama techal yisfor k'shiva shavuot, v'kiblu razal, and he quotes a medrash Lekach Tov, Al takri bekama, ela bekoma. Klamar bekoma skufa techal yisfor. So don't read the words bekama, agricultural tool, but rather, bekoma, standing up. Now that's not written in the Gemara, not Davli, not Yerushalmi, not Midrashim, but he quoted in the name of the Medrash Lekach Tov. Even though there's no real source for it in the Gemaras, it's paskind. If you look at the Rambam on the left side, right side, the Rambam says, "Ve'ein monin ela mu'umad, ve'imana miyushav yotza." So the Rambam says you have to count standing up, but if you count sitting down, it's okay. Why do you think he says if you count sitting down, it's okay? Very simply, because this is really not a source. If it was a real source from the Gemara, this is the only way to fulfill this mitzvah, it wouldn't be v'im manami yushav yatzah. What is it? A chatchila b'diyevet in a dor raisa? Rare. Obviously, it's a quasi-source. Yes?
Our collections of Tosafta's and Bright Zot on the same level. So if it's not in the Gemara, and it's not somewhere else, might that be enough of a source? Or would you say no? Is that the Gemara?
It definitely raises a big eyebrow if it's not in the Gemara, and we see here a ramification where the Rambam says, nice idea, good idea, but if you do it sitting down, it's fine. And the Kesef Mishneh, who's Rav Yosef Karo, says that it's written in the Ritz Geyat, and we'll get to that a little later. Ritz Geyat was, as I said, the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam, and he says, Vasachamua akra de bekama akribe bekoma. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, Vetzarich lispor mu'umad ulevarech tchila. And he quotes a Rosh at the end of Pesachim. Now, what's the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? Look in the source sheets and tell me. In the wording of the Rambam versus the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, what's the difference? They both say you have to count standing up. But what does the Shulchan Aruch add? What? The levarech tchila. He adds the bracha. And indeed, as I said, just to fill in, the Prima Gadim says, "V'al takri bekama ela bekoma lo mitzatif." I never found the source for it. It's not in Menachot, it's not here, it's not there, it's in Arosh at the end of Psachim, it's in the Ritzkeach, but it's not in the primary sources. So, at the end of the day, the ramification of this is that you should count standing up, but the Ritzkeach is quick to point out, Ubemotzei Shabbatot, and Motzei Shabbos, we all know that we say Vihi Noam, and after we say Vihi Noam, in the Sephardic shul that the Ritzkeach davened in, they said Vihi Noam sitting down, and they said Kaddish after Vihi Noam sitting down. And therefore, they counted Sfira Ta'omer sitting down. So it's a quasi-source. It's not a source per se. But lechatchila, we should stand up. What I would like to deal with is why. Why? And the reason this piqued my interest was because usually when the Shulchan Aruch paskins something, he usually quotes the Rambam verbatim. When he doesn't, it raises a question for me. And there's many cases like that. I've given shiurim on it around this table. And this is one of them. The Shulchan, the Rambam only talks about the actual counting. He doesn't mention the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch added in v'levarech tchila. So let's see. I think there's at least five different explanations why you have to stand up. And as usual, when we deal with explanations, it's either prati or klali. It's either unique to Sfira Ta'omer. There's something about Sfira Ta'omer that makes you stand up that's not applicable to other mitzvot. Or it's a general rule, and Sfira Ta'omer is one of many examples. That's usually, when we deal with explanations, how we explain things. Either it's unique, it's particular, just this, or it's general. For example, leaning at the Seder. Particular or general?
Particular,
it's once a year only at the Seder. On the other hand, making a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Particular or general?
General.
So let's see, standing up for Sfira Ta'omer, particular or general. Let's start, says the Ritzkeach, right side of the page, it's particular. Kach kiblu rabotenu ha'asmachta de Sfira Ta'omer ba'amida, dechtiv me'achel chemesh bekama tachel ispor, she'en tamud tamud lama bekama, umay tamud lama bekama, lelamdecha shebikima, uve'amida tispor. The Ritzkeach talks about the fact that you have to count standing up. He doesn't mention the bracha. And indeed, reading the Ritzkeach, it got me thinking of a Gemara in Sota that has to do with Kohanim like Harold and Bruce. Masechet Sota brings all the Hilchot, the Halachot of Duchening, and it says there, Ben Ashar, Harei Omer L'Shavrator U'Vavarech Bishmo, Ma Misharek Ba'amidah, Mivarech Ba'amidah. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, God willing it will be rebuilt. Bruce will have to stand on his feet barefoot in order to do the avoda, so too Harold, despite his injury, has to stand up when he duchens. God willing. So I think according to the Ritzkeach, since he doesn't mention the bracha, he's saying Sfira Ta'omer is unique, because when you read the psukim about Sfira Ta'omer, it's always talking about, especially in Sefer Vayikra, that you bring a korban omer at the beginning, and at the end of it, you're being a korban shnei halechem on Shavuos. And in between these two korbanos, you count. So it's within the framework of korbanot. Because korbanot are brought standing up, probably Sfira Ta'omer, which is a throwback to that, as we say before we say Sfira Ta'omer, usfartam lachem imachorat ha-shabbat. Anyone? Miyom? Haviyachem et omer hatenufa. In other words, it's connected to the korban. So I'd say, just like a korban has to be brought standing up, and a kohen duchening, quasi avoda, standing up, this throws us back to korbanot, standing up. Yeah.
Could there be a process of halachic development process that takes place? That's a Rambam or Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam doesn't mention it, so he does.
I don't know about processes. I'm not a historian. I just read their words and I say, one of these things don't belong here. One of these things are kind of not of the same as they taught me on Sesame Street. And therefore, that's all I know. And I'm asking, why did the Shulchan Aruch edit it? So reason number one, it's a throwback to the temple. After all, Sfira Ta'omer, it's in the reference of the Korbanos. Korban HaOmer Shtei Alechem. We stand up. Mr. Wisey, you want to add something?
No.
Okay. Second reason. Unique in particular, it's not like the temple. We don't have a temple today. According to many Rishonim, and that's the way we paskin, Sfira Ta'omer today is the Rabbanon because we don't have the Korbanos.
Except for the Rambam.
Except for the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, "V'tzarich lispor mu'umad," and he brings a reason in the Zohar. What does the Zohar say? "Mishum dahasfira inyan gadol kitfilat shmoneesrei ve'lachin tzarich mu'umad." So what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? Why do you stand for Sfirat HaOmer? He says, putting on tefillin is the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. That's it. Putting on a talis, it's a mitzvah of putting on a talis. Counting Sfirat HaOmer is a prayer. How do you daven Shmoneh Esrei? Standing. So too, Sfirat HaOmer, you stand. Now why is Sfirat HaOmer a prayer? This one baffles me. I really don't know. All you're doing is counting. Now, I can give a whole shiur why Tekiat Shofar, where you also have to stand, is like a prayer. A different kind of prayer, but a tefillah it is. It's not just music. Here, if anyone can give me a reason, please do, but it's quoted from the Zohar, that just like you stand for Shmoneh Esrei, you stand for Sfirat HaOmer.
Yeah,
just
to
sum
up. You said that, you know, you bring back the Avodah Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, so?
That's a prayer.
That's after. The actual Sfira, can you say HaRachamano Yechazir Lano Tavodat Bet HaMikdash Lim Koma, sitting down? There's no source that says you have to stand, see it standing up. That's a Tosfos that says that because Sfirat HaOmer today is Derabanan, we say that right afterwards to say we want it to be Doraisa again with the Korbanos. But quite frankly, you can say HaRachamano Yevneb Nano Bet HaMikdash sitting down too. You say it at the Zmiros and Shabbos, Yibaneh HaMikdash. That's no issue. But why is Sfirat HaOmer per se counting like Shmoneh Esrei beyond me? But it's particular. If Sfirat HaOmer is like Shmoneh Esrei, you do it standing up.
I thought we don't paskin the halakha from the Zohar.
That's a comment that has to be, in my opinion, solidified a bit. We don't paskin like the Zohar when there's an absolute stira, contradiction to the halakha. However, if it adds to the halakha, we say, why not? Except for a few places. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the Zohar says, whoever's going to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, God's going to kill him. So therefore, he postens of two mitzvahs asi d'oraisa for that. So, okay, there are examples, but this is one of them, where, look, it doesn't hurt. You're doing Sfirat HaOmer. It doesn't contradict any other mitzvah, so stand. So the first reason is, it's a throwback to the temple. The second reason, which I don't understand, is Sfirat HaOmer equals tefillah. Why? Don't know. So, those are the two reasons that say Sfirat HaOmer is unique. Now, let's go to a third reason.
The Hebel is showing the Chir Minan. Sikim Minan. The Hebel is showing the Sikim Minan. See, you don't know. You said before, you don't know. So if you don't know,
So the Torah says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, "V'omed atokeh litkoa shetzarich sheyitka meuma dechtiv yom tura yelachem v'yafinan milachem dechtiv gabei Omer u'svirat Omer meuma dechtiv me'achir chamesh v'kama atakri v'kama ela v'koma." So reading the Torah, is he saying general or particular?
When you say Torah,
top. Va'omed atokeya, you're about to blow shofar, and you have to blow shofar standing up, because it's a gzera shava lachem lachem from Sfirat HaOmer. So if the Torah is already saying it's like the kiyas shofar, it makes me believe, well, is it unique because this gzera shava? Or no, gzera shava is only in the Gemara. It's not unique. It's another way of saying for mitzvot you stand up. It says the Bir Hagra, kemo shekatav v'siman Katan Siman Sadik Bet, et Kia Vitzitzit Yalfinon Migzeira Shava Lachem, Lachem Mi Omer, Dechtiv Bekama, Vamrina Natakri Bekama, Bekoma, Kamosh Kitab Berosh, Vesiman Atzat Hashem Lolam Tahamot. Says the Gra, it's not particular, it's kind of particular, for three mitzvot. Rashi Tevot, Atzat. Atzat Hashem Lolam Tahamot, the ideas of God will always stand. Atzat. Ayin Tzadik Tef. Anyone? Omer, Tzitzis, Tkiyat Shofar. These are the three mitzvahs that you have to stand up for. All the rest you could sit down. You have a minute to stand when you put on tefillin, that's your problem. But quite frankly, according to the Torah, he learns Gzeira Shava from Tkiyat Shofar to Omer, adds on the Gra Tzitzis. These are the three mitzvahs you need to stand for. Why? Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava.
What about Shmoneh Esrei?
Hmm?
What about Shmoneh Esrei?
Different, totally different.
You don't have to stand.
You do have to stand, but totally different for a different reason. Mitzvot per se, not the mitzvah of tefillah. Mitzvot that we do outside of tefillah. These are the three. Comes along the two, however, and I said, wait a minute. If he's saying we can take a gzera shava from tkiyat shofar to sfirat haomer, maybe he's saying it's a general rule. So explanation number four that I'd like to suggest today is that it's not a unique law, the sfirat haomer. But rather, it's a general law. Up until now, we said it's a unique law. And as the Rambam says, ve'iman en monin ela me'umad, he talked about the sfirat haomer. But if you look at the source sheet, you'll see that maybe we can put in a general twist on this.
How can you learn from Tkiyat Shofar to Sfirat Omer to stand when Tkiyat Shofar is a Diraisa and nowadays Sfirat Omer is Rabbanon?
Even if Sfirat Omer is Rabbanon, we're trying to mimic the Diraisa that we used to do. So we do it in the same manner. Albeit it's Rabbanon today. Just like Yom Tov Sheni is Rabbanon, but we mimic what we do in Yom Tov Rishon. We don't change anything. A second Seder looks like the first Seder. Comes along the Masechet Shabbos and says like this, Titania, v'shafach v'chisa, b'mashe shafach yichase, shelo yichasenu beregel, shelo yu mitzvot bzuyot alav. Harei amru, asu la'artzot ma'ot keneke ner Chanukah, and the Gemara goes on, el amar arizu avudu dekul adam. Comes along the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and says, you have to treat mitzvot with dignity. So when you do kisui adam, when do we do kisui adam? When do we cover the blood?
After
Shechita of Ophos and Chayos, not Behemos. So if you have Ophos and Chayos and you do a Shechita, afterwards you have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. The Gemara says don't take a little dirt with your leg and put it over the dam, but rather do it with dignity. Put it in your hand and cover it. The same thing with regard to Ner Chanukah. Don't sit by the Ner Chanukah and count your money. It's a mitzvah. Treat it with dignity. So I would suggest that why do we stand for Sfirat HaOmer? Because when we do mitzvot, we treat them with dignity. And one of the things we do to treat a mitzvah with dignity is to stand up. My proof of a pudding is Kaddish, says the Rama.
But this far and fit.
Yes. Says the Rama, v'yesh la'amot kesh'onin kaddish, v'chol davar shebikdusha. So according to the Rama, you have to stand for kaddish, and everything davar shebikdusha, that's baruch hu, kaddish, kedusha, and the list goes on. Says the Magen Avraham, v'yirushalmi v'yakom mi'ala kisei, mashma shemi'atzmo kam, v'kvar tiret ze b'yonat elem, shetivau la'amot, ועוד אפילו קם מעצמו יש לנו ללמוד קל וחומר ומשהו היה נוכרי קם לדבר השם קל וחומר אנחנו עמו. So the Magen Avraham says in Mesefer Melachim some non-Jew stood up when God spoke to him. Oh, he wanted to speak to God. So קל וחומר also, we're about to speak to God. You stand up. So when we get an Aliyah, we stand up. Kaddish, we stand up. Kedusha, we stand up. And it's consistent with the Ramah's point of view that Kaddish, Kedusha, all these things, we stand up. So I would suggest that maybe standing up for Sfirat HaOmer is like standing up when you light the Hanukkah candles. It's like standing up when you put on tefillin. You stand up when you do mitzvot. It's a show of dignity. So just to sum up what we said until now, either it's a unique mitzvah, the Sfirat HaOmer, because it's a throwback to the Korbanot. Reason number two, it's like Shmone Esrei, which I don't understand. Reason number three, Gzera Shava Atzat. Omer Tzitzis Tefillin. Reason number four, you stand up when you do mitzvot, it shows dignity. Like the Ramah says with regard to davening. And right away you threw at me, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. They say sit down, so we'll have to find a reason for the Shulchan Aruch. We're about to get there.
Is standing so important that you have a reason that is immaculate? Should
Bruce, were you here at the beginning of this year? Okay. Were you here or were you here? Were you actively here or were you not actively here? You heard of absence presence?
I was sitting.
A guy is here. Okay. Bruce, when you go home, if you would like on my cheshbon Q-tips, buy them. And we said at the beginning of this year, and I quote, Ein monim ela mu'umad v'imana hamiyushav yatza. Translate.
That's the problem.
Can't translate.
I miss when it's in English.
You missed my English translation. You're expecting me to translate again for nothing? The Rambam says, of course, if you went ahead, if you went ahead, now you want to kill me with cookies. The Rambam says that because it's really not a source, if you sat down, it's okay, you're yetzah. But you should stand up. So we gave four reasons so far. Throw back to Korbanot. It's like Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, true. True. Very good point. If you can't stand up a Shmoneh Esrei, you could sit down, but you should stand up. Excellent point. Three mitzvot of Gzeira Shava, or it shows dignity. We stand up for Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. We stand up when we put on tefillin. That's our Ashkenazic minhag. We stand up when we light Hanukkah candles. We stand up when we read the Megillah in public. We stand up when we say Sfirat HaOmer. The fifth reason I'm going to say is it's nothing to do with Sfirat HaOmer.
Is there any mitzvot where you're supposed to stand where you sit through Nashvilze?
I'll have to think.
If you violate, then he doubles that. And he says all the things.
That's what I was
We said it was okay. For Sfirat HaOmer, for sure it's okay. The fifth reason that I'd like to share with you is it has nothing to do with Sfirat HaOmer. We started with, it's only Sfirat HaOmer. We started to go to mitzvot in general. I would like to suggest the fifth reason that has nothing to do with Sfirat HaOmer. It has to do with what the Rambam Shulchan Aruch said. What did the Shulchan Aruch add to the Rambam? V'tzarich lispor me'umad ulevarech tchila. Says the Ritz Gayet. Amar mar Shmuel HaKohen, da'asmachta l'chol ha'brochot, she'yeh me'umad, d'chtiv v'yivarech et kahal Yisrael, v'chol kahal Yisrael omeid. When Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, he blessed the Jewish people and everyone was standing. And therefore, says the Ritz Geat, we stand when we say Brachot. The Rosh, that was quoted before as one of the sources, when he quotes the source of Sfirat HaOmer standing, he doesn't say, stand for Sfirat HaOmer. What does he say? Look in your source sheet. What does he say? V'chi mevarchim, mevarchim me'umad. What does the Rosh put the emphasis on? On the counting or on the bracha? Bracha. Shulchan Aruch. Yitatef batzitzit ve'yivarech mu'umat. Our Shulchan Aruch who says you can sit for Kaddish, you can sit for mitzvot. He says when you make the bracha on tzitzis, you have to stand. The Mishnah Berurah, v'tzarich la'amod misha'ah shematchil ha'bracha. And there's a little Zion in the Mishnah Berurah that sends us to the Shara Tzion. Shara Tzion says, v'chen muchach batur, v'chen b'beit Yosef, yechol birkat ha'mitzvot, tzarich lechatchila ba'amida. U'bifrat b'sfira, because of the asmacht of kama koma. So according to this, this is a general rule when you make a bracha. In other words, had we not made a bracha on Sfira, we wouldn't have been any sort of reason to stand up. But because we make a bracha, we stand up. Now, when I look at halacha in general, that makes a lot of sense. We do the mitzvah of Korich, right? Do you stand up? No, there's no bracha. Now you're going to throw at me, we didn't stand up for a motzi. That's for a technical reason. You need to have a tziruf that everyone's sitting together at a table.
Birkat HaMazon, you're sitting down for.
Very good. Also, Birkat HaMazon, you could very well be, you have a question. Well, we stand down for that. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, I would like to suggest for Birkat HaMitzvah, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav, if you look at the gamut of all those, we stand up. Except for the times we need to sit down for no other reason but to make a tziruf, to make everyone into one group. Like when you make a motzi, everyone has to be sitting as one group. But a regular birkat mitzvah, such as the bracha on Hallel, such as the bracha on Hanukkah candles, such as the brachas in general, you stand up. So according to this, it has nothing to do with Sfirat HaOmer. You make a bracha, you stand up. So today we saw a very small thing. We have to stand up for Sfirat HaOmer. That's what we announced. The question is why? There's no real source for it except for this kama koma thing. One reason was it's a throwback to Korbanot. The second reason was it's like Shmoneh Esrei. The third reason is Gzeira Shava for Tzitzis, Tfilin, and Omer. The fourth reason is showing dignity to the mitzvah. And the fifth reason is not to showing dignity to the mitzvah but to the Baracha. To the bracha. Now you can take this shir and you can take it to many different areas in halacha and ask yourself on every mitzvah. But you have to stand up, and why? Is it because there's something special about that mitzvah? There's properties in that mitzvah that make you stand up, like the first point of view? Or no? Mitzvot, we stand up in general. Or brachot, we stand up in general. And when you look at how halacha works, it's extremely important to have your head screwed on straight in order to ask yourself simple questions. Why do we stand? Are we standing because there's a gzeira shava? Are we standing because it's dignity to the mitzvah? Or is it dignity to the bracha? Because this will have endless nafkaminas. For example, if the emphasis is on the bracha, maybe I can make the bracha standing up and then I'll sit down. If the emphasis is on the mitzvah, then of course I have to say it standing up. Yeah?
If you miss the count, so I think people count without a bracha if you miss the whole day, they now don't have to stand, or should they still stand?
That's a great nafkamina. So, if you miss a day, we basically paskin, you continue counting, but out of the respect to the Bahag, we do it without a bracha. So, in that situation, when you're not making a bracha, according to the point of view that it's only a dignity to the bracha, you don't have to stand up. According to all the four other points of view, you do have to stand, and therefore I would have said to the person, stand, there's four against five on this one.
Also,
but enough kamina it is.
Also, those people are standing, it may seem inappropriate to say, well, everyone's standing.
That's the shiur that we gave a week ago, I believe, in which if everyone's doing one thing, it's absolutely not appropriate for you to do something else, but that's only if you count Betzibor. Many people don't count Betzibor for various different reasons. They miss Minyan, they daven at a plaga mincha Minyan, they daven at an early Ben Hashmashot Minyan, so they count at home, so therefore no one's standing. So here it says to stand, the question is why. So therefore, when this shir continues and we ask how halacha works, when you get to a halacha, you have to always ask yourself the same question. Is it a particular law only here? You can't learn anything from it from anywhere else. Or perhaps it's not a particular law. It's a general rule. And we could take it to various different areas in halacha that are similar.
Thank you, Rabbi.